John the Baptist leaps in the womb for joy. The joy at the greatest gift that God has ever given to the world, the gift of His Son, in whom we have salvation. And we believe in that moment that John received salvation as he's filled with the Holy Spirit. His soul is set free from sin. My brothers and sisters, why do we give gifts at Christmas? It's in acknowledgement of God's greatest gift, the gift of His Son. And we do this in America like no other country in the world. About a year ago, I shared a story with our school children. It was the last day of school before their Christmas break. And I told them how a few years ago, I was on a pilgrimage in Eastern Europe, and a religious sister was speaking to all the Americans, all the English-speaking people. And it was Christmas time, and she looks out at all of us and she says, "You Americans, you celebrate Christmas with greater grandeur than any nation in the world. You give gifts in abundance, and you receive gifts in abundance." She said, "Can I ask you, what gift are you giving to our Lord this year as we celebrate His birthday?" I never thought of that before. I thought, gosh, that's a great idea. So I thought, that's a good one for my school kids, right? I mean, it's so hard to preach to children. You know, you got to have catchy stories. And so I tell the kids, you know, pray about what gift you should give to our Lord this year. But the sister went on and she said, "Remember that our Lord is never outdone in generosity. And so there may be a gift that He wants to give to you for Christmas." Well, whenever you're preaching to children, all the adults in the room also hear. I cannot tell you the number of people who shared with me almost miraculous stories based upon that homily. 2 days before Christmas, my younger brother Matthew calls me. He says, "Hey, Jared, you remember that homily you gave last week to the school kids? I gotta tell you, my wife and I, Leah and I, we had made a decision this year that we were going to just do simple gifts for Christmas. You know, we've been married for 2 years. I've just started a new job. We have our first child. It might not be long before we have another one on the way." Now, in the past, Matt and Leah have given the greatest Christmas presents every year. You know, it's one of those things you're waiting for. Everyone in the family, gosh, what are they going to do this year? And it's always something original and creative and big. So they decided to go small. So I'm giving that homily. And I say, "Ask our Lord what He wants you to give to Him this year." And Matt said he immediately started thinking, "Well, gosh, maybe I'll make an extra visit Christmas Day to the Blessed Sacrament. Or I'll make the Holy Hour. Or I'll say an extra rosary." And then he thinks, "You know, I should ask our Lord. What does He want from me?" So he said, "Jared, I came and I received Holy Communion. And I went back to my pew and I knelt down and I said, 'Jesus, what can I give you this year?'" And immediately the word pride flashed in my mind. And I said, you want my pride, Lord? Oh, okay, I give you my pride." So I'm on the phone. He said, "Well, this morning Kim called me." Kim's our older sister, the oldest in the family. She said, "Matt, I can't wait to see what you got this year for Christmas for me." He said, I felt guilty, so I thought, you know what, maybe we made the wrong decision. We got to do what we've done in the past, and I made my way to the mall. I didn't say anything to Leah because I knew she wouldn't be happy. So I'm gone about 45 minutes, and Leah calls. And I'm standing in the mall looking for gifts, and she says, "Matt, where are you?" He said, "Well, you know, Leah, I was thinking about it, and Kim called, and I think we got to go big this year." And she said, "Matt, we agreed on this." He said, I know, but you know, we want to do something special for Christmas. She said, "Matt, we don't have the money." He said, "You know what? I'm the one making the money. It's my money. I'm going to do with it what I want." And he hangs up on it. And he goes and he selects this gift and he makes his way to the counter and he's about to set it down. And all of a sudden, our Lord's request came back to him. "Lord, what do you want me to give you this year?" And he knew that it was for that moment that our Lord had asked for his pride. He goes, he puts the gift back away, he calls Leah and apologizes, and he wrote a letter to my sister Kimberly for Christmas. And he said, "Kim, I wanted to give you something special, something tangible, but it was not God's will this year. But I hope that my gift to you will bear greater fruit for your soul than anything I could ever give you in this life. I make an offering of my pride to our Lord for you this year. May it merit great graces for your soul. So many people came to me and they said, in the moment that I said, what gift does our Lord want from you this year? They knew immediately in their hearts, in their minds, what our Lord desired from them. Others took it to prayer and he gave a response. Just one story about a gift that our Lord gave. A lady called me on Christmas Day, a parishioner, a wife, a mother. And she said, Father, I'm so sorry to call on Christmas and interrupt your Christmas Day. And actually, when the phone started ringing, I'm thinking, oh no, right, somebody's in the hospital, there goes Christmas. So I answered the phone. And she said, Father, you remember, my mom died about a year and a half ago. And I said, yes, I remember well. She said, right before she died, she said that when she got to heaven, she would send me a special grace, that she would send a new little girl into our family, a new baby, in a sense to take her place. 2 months after my mom passed, I got pregnant. And my husband and I were thrilled. Here is this gift from my mom from heaven. A few months into the pregnancy, we lost that child. And we were devastated. And I was all the more devastated because my mom, she was my best friend. I would talk to her every day. She was my confidant. And there's been this sadness in my soul for a year and a half from the day that she passed. Well, Father, 2 months ago, we got pregnant again. And when you said, what gift does our Lord want to give to you? I felt like he was going to confirm for me that this was the little girl. And that everything was going to be okay with this pregnancy. Father, this morning on Christmas Day, I had a dream. And my mom came to me. It's the first time I had seen her in a year and a half. And she was more beautiful than I had ever seen her. And I knew that she was in heaven. And she did not say a word. She just came and she embraced me. And I sobbed and sobbed tears of joy as she held me in her arms. And I knew that that was our Lord's gift. And that everything was going to be okay with the pregnancy. By coincidence, you might say by divine providence, I ran into that woman yesterday while I was Christmas shopping. And she was holding a 5-month-old little girl in her arms. And they named her Grace. She was that Grace. My brothers and sisters, on our Lord's birthday, what gift do we give to him? Let us ask from our hearts, Jesus, what do you desire me to offer you this year? And let's ask for the grace to give whatever he desires from us. But there also might be something he wants to offer to each one of us. And we should pray for that gift as well.